From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Turkey on Saturday advised citizens to delay any non-urgent travel to Russia, the latest move in a diplomatic spat over the downing of a Russian warplane. Turkey's foreign ministry said in a statement it issued the travel warning because of unspecified difficulties faced by Turkish visitors and residents in Russia. Russia reacted angrily after Turkish fighter jet shot down the warplane Tuesday near Turkey's border with Syria, where Moscow is conducting a military campaign. A top Kurdish lawyer has been shot dead after unknown attackers opened fire in a mainly Kurdish province in southeastern Turkey. Witnesses say the assailants opened fire on Tahir Elche and other activists Saturday during a press statement to a gathering in the province of Diyarbakir. The shooting triggered a firefight between Kurdish rebels and security forces. Hospital sources say Elche died of gunshot wounds to the head. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan confirmed Elche's death and said a policeman was also killed in the attack. An enormous crowd greeted Pope Francis Saturday at a shrine in Uganda as he delivered his first ever Mass in the country during the second leg of his African tour. The Mass was held at the Namu Gongo Shrine, which celebrates martyrs burned to death by a local king in the 1800s for refusing to renounce their faith. The Pope said their response was to meet hatred with love and thus radiate the splendor of the gospel. Pope Francis arrived in Uganda from Kenya. He will visit the Central African Republic on Sunday. This is VOA News. Officials say militants have attacked a United Nations base in northern Mali, firing rockets that killed two UN peacekeepers and a civilian contractor. A spokesman for the UN peacekeeping mission said at least four others were seriously wounded in the early Saturday morning attack in Kidal. There is no word on who is responsible for the attack, which follows a militant assault last week on a luxury hotel in Bamako that left 19 people dead. Two West African militant groups claim joint responsibility for the November 20th attack on the Radisson Blue Hotel. A South Korean news agency is reporting that North Korea has apparently failed in its attempt to test fire a ballistic missile from a submarine in the Sea of Japan. Yonhap quoted a South Korean official as saying North Korea fired the missile between 2:20 and 2:40 p.m. local time Saturday, but the launch was unsuccessful. He said debris from the missile was found on the sea's surface. South Korea's defense ministry refused to confirm the report. North Korean media reported last May that the country successfully test-fired a submarine-based ballistic missile in what would be an indication of the country's advancing military technology. The official KCNA news agency said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un attended the testing and said the launch was an eye-opening success. A police officer and two civilians were killed Friday during a five-hour-long shootout with a gunman at a Planned Parenthood healthcare facility in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Police say they've taken the gunman, identified as 57-year-old Robert Lewis Deere, into custody and are now working to make sure he did not leave any explosive devices in the area. The slain police officer was identified as 44-year-old Garrett Swayze, a member of the University of Colorado Springs Campus Police Department, which said he responded to the shooting in support of the city police. Australian government and environmentalist groups are opposing Japan's decision to resume whaling in the Antarctic by the end of March next year. Local media have quoted Environment Minister Greg Hunt as saying that Japan cannot unilaterally decide to start whaling against a ruling of the International Court of Justice and against the advice of scientists. The United Nations' top legal body ruled in March last year that Japan's decades-old whale hunt in the Antarctic should stop, since Tokyo had used scientific research to disguise the commercial hunt. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.